Hey, Seminole family. Thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about how love expects the best. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love is always hopeful. It's forward-looking. It's optimistic. It's not stuck in the past. It's not always looking backwards. Lasting love is hopeful. The Message paraphrase of 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love always looks for the best. I don't know if you know this or not, but people tend to live up to our expectations of them. We tend to shape the people around us by what we expect of them. Whatever we tend to expect, much or little, people tend to live up to or down to the expectations of other people. You set people up all the time. You set your husband up by what you expect of him and what you don't expect of him. You set your wife up by what you expect of her and what you don't expect. You set your children up by what you expect of them and what you don't expect of them. Bruce Wilkinson, who wrote The Prayer of Jabez years ago, before he wrote it, he was a new professor at a university in Portland, Oregon, called Multnomah University. He said the first time that he went there, the faculty gathered in the faculty lounge and they were passing out all the class assignments for the year. He was a brand new professor. So somebody looked at the classes that Bruce had been given and said, Bruce, you're a lucky dog. You've been given two of the Section A classes. And he said, well, what's that? And the gentleman replied, well, Section A are the brightest students in the university. They're the advanced placement. Every year, we figure out who the kids are who have the best test scores coming out of high school, and we put them into the Section A classes. They're a joy to teach. They're smart. They're bright. They're funny. They're engaged. They want to learn. You're going to love having those classes. You're lucky being a new professor, getting Section A in your first year. Now, Bruce said that throughout the entire year, it was true. He said, I absolutely loved those kids. They were so much more fun than the other classes. They were smarter. They were brighter. They asked better questions. They were more intelligent. It was a joy to teach the Section A classes. And he said, at the end of the year, they were gathered in the faculty lounge again, waiting for graduation to happen. And he made the comment to his department supervisor. He said, man, I sure hope I get Section A classes again next year. The supervisor looked and said, Bruce, there's no Section A. Oh, yeah, there is. One of the professors told me. He said, no, Bruce, we canceled that program 6 years ago. He didn't believe him. He went back and he got out his grade books. And sure enough, those two classes got more A's than his other classes. The others had B's and C's, but those two classes had almost all A's. And he goes on to explain, I had set them up with my expectations. I expected them to be better, and they were. That's the question for us. Who are we setting up? We can set people up with our nagging, which takes them down. You always do this. You never do this. We can say that when we say that, all we're doing is guaranteeing the perpetuation of the past. We need to remove that from our vocabulary. You always do this. What are we doing? We're labeling. We're setting them up for failure. So here's a helpful hint. We should never tell it like it is. We should tell it like it could be, because that's loving. Love always expects the best. Love does not nag. Love says, I see what you could become. I see what you're becoming. I believe in you. I expect the best. So who are we programming with our expectations? We don't change bad people into good people by telling them they're bad, which is, by the way, why I never preach that kind of message at Seminole. It doesn't work. What I talk about instead is, how does God see us and what could we become? Whatever we want people in our life to become, we've got to treat them the way that we want them to become, not the way that they are. Guys, you want your wife to treat you like a king? Well, then you need to treat her like a queen. It's that simple. Emphasize the positive. Forget the nagging. Tell it like it is. No. Tell it like it can be. Visualize the potential and start expecting the best from them. So here's your question. Who do you need to expect the best from this week? Who in your life have you not been expecting the best from? Because love expects the best. I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today. I'll see you next time. God bless.